The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
They'll set middle. Good swing, and it's going to be driven across. A nice dig by SEM to get it back and put it away. Simmons and Ibaugh combine on that.
Tonight, it's the Pleasanton Triangular featuring Litchfield, SEM, and the host Bulldogs. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And Lang will serve it across here for the Eagles, trying to stay in game two. Duell on the attack. She'll tip it across and got it to roll down and good. Courtney Duell will pick up the kill, her first of the match for Pleasanton.
The regular season wraps up for all three teams tonight as sub-district begins on Monday in Elm Creek. It's the Bulldog Triangular coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to high school volleyball coverage on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks along here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our second of three matches tonight from Pleasanton. And this will be the two visiting teams, the Litchfield Lady Trojans and the SEM Lady Mustangs. This will be the third meeting of the year between these two teams. They dueled way back on the second night of the year, opening night of football season where they played each other, and SEM fell to Litchfield in four games, 3-1. Then they met towards the end of September, and Litchfield won that 2-0. In our first match tonight, Pleasanton and SEM, fourth time they've played this year, fourth time they've went the distance, and fourth time that Pleasanton won, 2-1, 20-25, 25-14, and 25-17. So SEM, who showed signs in that game, let's see if they can give Litchfield a battle here. We'll find out. Take a look at the starting lineups and more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off, for SEM, no changes here. Talking to Coach Misty Freeman, they've had to overcome some injuries, move a couple of players around like Tabitha Anderson, take her from the outside, move her to a setter, move James into the middle, and move a Bird to the outside. So still working with a very young ball club here for Coach Freeman. Serving first will be number 24, a 5'9", junior Bailey Swanson, followed by number 10, a 5'7", senior Tabitha Anderson, number 13, 5'9", freshman Brianna James, number 20, a 5'8", sophomore Shaylee Burr, number 21, a 5'8", sophomore Rachel Ibaugh, and number 19, a 5'10", sophomore Miranda Pierce. The libero is number 17, a 5'4", senior Katie Luking. Head coach Misty Freeman, assisted by Lacey Bowder. For Litchfield, number 5 is a 5'5", freshman Kayla Reynolds. Number 21 is a 5'7", junior Kate Sweeley. Number 19 is a 5'11", junior Taylor Picker. Number 22, a 5'7", junior Caitlin Kratzer. Number 2, a 5'9", junior Felicia Shepherdson. And number 9, a 5'7", freshman in Shauna Pates. The libero, number 31, 5'5", junior Olivia Wardine. Jessica Gibbons, the head coach, assisted by Skyler Rohde, 17-8 for a Litchfield team that started the year 14-4. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. The opening serve is next.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry or Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As Litchfield will serve it away, and Reynolds is going to be deep, a little aggressive on the serve, and SEM is going to get the first point here of the match. So Bailey Swanson serves it across, and we are underway. As it's set across there by Taylor Picker, very good, solid middle player, and it's going to be returned for a SEM kill, Brianna James. So 2-0, and so many times the team that has just finished up playing finds a way to get off to a quicker start here, and that's what SEM has done with the first 2 points. Swanson, right down the middle. Nice dig made there by the Trojans and Shauna Pates. It's going to be set back across into the corner, and Anderson will set it to the outside. Burr tips it across. The dig is made by Crasser for the Trojans. Back out, Caitlin. Near side attack is going to be picked up by Pierce. Set to the outside, Burr, and there's another angle attack that Kratzer digs out. Now Picker in the middle has to tip it because it's so close to the net, and they cannot pick it back up. Give the point to Litchfield and their first kill. Back to serve it away for the Trojans will be Kate Sweeley. And unfortunately for Litchfield, they lost the services of one of their top players, Lindsay Siegel, to a couple of injuries this year, the most recent finishing her in the conference tournament, as a nice, strong serve is not going to be able to be put back across the net by SEM, and Kate Sweeley makes it 2-2. Sweeley, the 5'7 junior, fires it across. Good angle serve there, picked up by Swanson. Middle attack, James, blocked up front by Picker, ace block. 3-2, Litchfield. And this is what has happened to SEM most of the year, a lot of long runs. They give up long runs. They did it to Pleasanton. They put some long runs on themselves, but not good enough to win the match. And here, again, is a strong serve that's going to be passed off of the floor and cannot be put back in play. A serve for Sweeley, 4-2. Litchfield's girls have really had some down years here. Nice to see that their volleyball team has started something here, and they're off to a 17-8 start. Probably going to have Ansley in that sub-district final as the attack by SEM is going to be deep and out of bounds that time by Shaley Burr. And it's 5-2 now. And we'll see how long Sweeley can keep it going here for the Litchfield Trojans. And she unloads a great topspin serve that's in there for an ace. Second ace for Kate. And it's now 6-2 Litchfield. Again, Thursday, Litchfield's football team is here to take on Pleasanton in the opening round of the state playoffs. SEM is at home to take on Brady. As a strong service picked up by Pierce, returned into the net, though, and it's another ace. It's 7-2. Three ace serves here by Kate Sweeley. Sweeley does a good job leading the way here. Not one of the leaders in ace serves, but has a few here. Hard to believe as the attack from the middle is going to be James, wide and out of bounds. 8-2 Litchfield, and a timeout will be taken by SEM. So right now, Sweeley has went back there and just served the Mustangs off the floor. Got a good run going in the opening set. 8-2 Litchfield. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And out of the timeout, Sweely with another ace here for Litchfield. I'll tell you what, these are not just being misplayed in the back row. These are great serves by Sweely, and this time it's going to be picked up by Swanson of the Mustangs and passed across by James. In the offense here for Litchfield, Reynolds sets middle and actually miscommunicated with her middle hitter there in Picker, and it went flat right over her head. So either Taylor mistimed her jump or the set was too high. Never quite sure who got it wrong, but nonetheless, it will give the ball over to SEM. 9-3, and the serve will be floated across by Anderson. Tipped back there quickly by Litchfield. We're waiting for the side judge to make a call, and they say it's out. So a point for the Mustangs, trying to just flick that ball back across the net. And now the serve across again by Anderson. Some trouble. Set right back across the net. Free ball for SEM. Here comes Burr from the outside. Drives it into the back row. The dig is made by Kratzer. Middle attack Picker. Blocked up front. James. Brianna James with the ace block, and three in a row here for SEM. As we've said, they find a way to show some signs of life. They have the ability to go on little runs. They did it earlier, and they're doing it right here. And Anderson serves it across, keeps it in play with a serve right down the middle to the Cole Wardine, who's checked in. Off-balance Picker takes it over, thrown across there by Burr. They'll set it to the outside. Standing spike rolled across by Shepherdson. SEM will go to the outside. Here's Burr, far corner. It's wide and out of bounds. So side out for Litchfield. Game one of our middle match, 10-5 Litchfield. And Picker will go back in and serve it away. Tries a little running serve that caught the net. And back over to SEM. Picker will come out. And the libero, Olivia Wardine, will check in. Only one senior even on the roster for Litchfield. This has been a process, as the word has been here lately. And back to serve it away, Brianna James. James, good serve right on the left line. Picked up there by Reynolds. Set to the outside for the attack by Shauna Pace. Good dig there. Anderson got it. And pass back across by Pierce. Litchfield sets to the outside again for Pate. This time it went into the net, and it was touched by SEM, so they'll say it's still alive and passed across by Shepherdson. So now a swing in the middle for Pierce, and she is going to hit the back line for an SEM kill. Miranda Pierce with her first kill. 10-7 after Litchfield jumped out 9-2. And Brianna James to serve. Good top spin. It hit the net, and it falls over for the ace. 10-8. Not much you can do about that. Litchfield actually did get a hand on it, and that was almost amazing that they were able to do that. James, first chance to see her play, and looks really very solid. A lot of potential there for her. And following through into the net on the attack is going to be Litchfield. And so now some mistakes cropping up for the Trojans, and SEM has cut it to one. Chance to tie it here. James takes a little something off of that serve. The pass stays in the back row. Has to be set across. It hits the net on the pass by Shepherdson, and it will fall to the floor for a Litchfield point. Shepherdson didn't get all of that she wanted, but she got enough to move Litchfield up to their 11th point. 11-9, and Caitlin Kratzer now to serve it away. Kratzer takes a run at it. Sends a deep serve in for an ace. So Sweely had four when she was back there. Now Kratzer gets one. That's five early ace serves. 12-9 Trojans here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Litchfield, and Miller. Serve is across to the SEM libero, and it's going to be punched across looping, and into the net is going to be called on Litchfield. Side out Mustangs. And back to serve it away will be Shaley Burr. Again earlier tonight, Pleasanton defeated SEM in three as the serve goes into the net here. And Litchfield will get the ball back. Into serve it away is going to be Shepherdson. And Shepherdson sends it deep left to Burr. Good pass up middle to Anderson. Set to the outside. The attack going to be blocked down. Ace block. Litchfield shot a pace. 14-10 Trojans. And Shepherdson will get to serve it away again. Again, we mentioned Siegel, the freshman, out. She had 110 kills, suffered a tear in her shoulder early in the season, so she couldn't serve anymore. Then the conference tournament came down on an ankle, tore a ligament, and she's out for the year. As we get back to action here, set to the outside. SEM's going to go Pierce, near side attack, down and good. 14-11, side out Mustangs, down by three. Rachel Ibaugh to serve. And she'll take it down the left side. Dug out there by Sweeley. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed across. And it is. Overpass by Pierce at the net. Anderson will redirect it and get the SEM point. First kill for Tabitha Anderson out of that center position. And Ibaugh to serve again. Chance to cut it to one. And the serve is just deep out of bounds. 15-12 Litchfield on the side out. Again, all of the teams here tonight head to sub-district play Monday, and they're all in the same one over at Elm Creek. Right side attack here, down and called out at the last moment by Pierce. It was so close, they had to take an extra half second to make the decision, but I think they made the right decision. 16-12. Served by Shauna Pates. SEM passes off the mark, but Burr will get it across. Free ball here for the Trojans. Short set picker in the middle. Burr with the up. SEM goes middle. Standing spike across. Down and good by Pierce again. Third kill by Miranda Pierce. 16-13. Back into the game, James, after a short break. And going over to serve will be Pierce here for the Mustangs. Miranda keeps it on that left side where she was serving it from. Set to the outside. Picker, big swing off the block. And can they run it down? Burr off the back. Pierce. Burr got it over. Litchfield over set. And a chance here for SEM. They'll drive it over. Good dig that time by Wardeen, the libero, and the ball is still alive. Long rally here. Pass back over to Litchfield. They try to go quick. Picker, right side termination. Good communication there between Picker and Caitlin Kratzer. Taylor with her second kill. 17-13 Litchfield. 14-4, now 17-8 after seeing conference and a good tournament over the last weekend here. As James on the attack, blocked by Picker, and another point for Litchfield. Second ace blocked by Taylor, and the lead now back out to 5, 18-13, with Kayla Reynolds at the service line. That one's deep. Side out SEM. And back to serve it away will be Bailey Swanson. Don't forget, sub-districts begin Monday. We will be at the C1 over at Grand Island Northwest with Kearney Catholic, Minden, St. Paul, Gibbon, and Adams Central. Starts on Monday. Pairings aren't out, but Adams Central will draw Gibbon in the first round. The winner will get Kearney Catholic. Minden will play St. Paul. Picker sets it across the net here. SEM, Anderson to the outside, Burr. Dug out there by the Trojans and Shauna Pates from off the net. It's going to be taken across by Kratzer. And again, a good dig up to James. Good volleyball right here as Litchfield once again goes Kratzer. Big swing, overpass, and one more swing. Kratzer on the quick. Dug out again that time by Ibaugh. Great defense by SEM right here. One more time. Picker, right side attack, down and good. So SEM able to keep the ball in play but not able to finish the point during that long rally. And Litchfield is up 19-14 in the opening set. Kate Sweeley, who had eight in a row to get them out to a 9-2 lead to start this set, is back there to serve again. And nothing doing this time. It's right into the net. So back-to-back service errors here for the Trojans. They've got three in the game. And back to serve it away for SEM will be Tabitha Anderson. And Anderson serve. Floats down the middle. Picked up there by Nicole Wardeen. Overset, and it falls on the SEM side. They thought they were going to get a block. And actually, Kayla Reynolds overset it, and then she gets credit for the point. 20-15 Litchfield. And taking a run at that serve is going to be Olivia Wardeen, and Olivia's going to get the ace. Good power, good speed on that one. 21-15. Trying to extend the lead and finish off set number one here for Litchfield. Cuts this one down the middle. It's overpass. It's above the net, and it's tipped down by Litchfield's Felicia Shepherdson. Her second kill, 22-15. And Olivia Wardine looking for three in a row. Short jump serve. Floats this over for another ace. Wardine with her second ace, and Litchfield on their way to a game one victory here. As checking into the ball game for Litchfield is going to be number 20, Mika Glaze, the lone senior on this Trojan roster. Wardine to serve. And this time they let it go, and it's out of bounds. Just barely back middle. Side out here for SEM. And Brianna James to serve. The freshman right down the middle. She's pretty consistent about where she serves it. It'll be smacked back over by Shepherdson. James on the dig. Now they're going to have trouble passing it over. Burr will float it over. Free ball here. Here's the set in the middle. The attack block and an ace block by Miranda Pierce. Second ace block for SEM. And James gets to serve again. She had three the first time she was back there. This one, though, is deep and out of bounds. And it'll be game point here for Litchfield. Back to try and finish it off is going to be Caitlin Kratzer. Had an ace serve last time she was back there. 24-17, Litchfield. And the serve on game point picked up by Anderson. Stays in the back row. Passed across there by Pierce. Litchfield sets middle. The attack rolled down and somehow picked back up and pushed over by Pierce. So this time the senior Glaze is going to take a shot at it, and she's got it down and good. And that will be the end of the first set. Nice job there by Glaze to put it away. And a 25-17 first set victory for Litchfield over SEM. And we'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ricky Westland, Ron Wymore, and the crew here for their hospitality. Let's take a look at the numbers in our opening set. For SEM, Tabitha Anderson had two service points and one kill. Brianna James, four service points. One was an ace block, and a kill. Miranda Pierce had an ace block and three kills. Rachel Ibaugh had a service point. Bailey Swanson had a service point. Five kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for SEM. For Litchfield, Felicia Shepherdson had a service point and two kills. Kayla Reynolds, a service point and a kill. Shauna Pace, a service point and an ace block. Olivia Wardine, three service points. Two of them were aces. Taylor Picker, two ace blocks and three kills. Micah Glaze had one kill. Kate Sweeley, eight service points, four of them aces. And Caitlin Kratzer, two service points, one was an ace. Seven kills, three ace blocks, but seven ace serves in the opening set. And Litchfield wins it 25-17 over SEM. We'll be back with game number two after this timeout on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, the first point is going to be here on a Litchfield kill from Picker in the middle. Now Elizabeth Potosnik will come in, and her serve will go into the net. So we go right back over to the SEM Mustangs. Serve across, quick offense to the right side, and the attack is going to be out of bounds. So SEM will pick up the point, 2-1. And Anderson to serve. Floats it across there to the libero, Olivia Wardeen. Outside attack, it'll be dropped down again by Picker. That's her fifth kill here early on. She had 136 to lead the team coming into this ball game. 2-2, game two. Earlier tonight, Pleasanton beat SEM in three sets, and in the best of three, Litchfield has won the first set here. Into serve is Nicole Wardeen, set outside. Shaley Burr on the attack, partially blocked, dug out here by Litchfield. Outside attack is going to be blocked out of bounds by Adams. Give the kill to Shepherdson. Her third. 3-2 Litchfield looking for their 18th win on the season. And Wardeen serve. Pass off the mark, saved there momentarily by Ibaugh, then flicked across by James. Trouble here off that pass, and Litchfield just sets it across. Free ball, set right back at him by Ibaugh. Run down by Reynolds. Outside standing spike Picker, down and good. No, that wasn't Taylor, excuse me. That was Shepherdson getting the kill. That'll be her fourth kill for Kayla Felicia Shepherdson. 4-2. And another serve across here by Wardeen, looking for three in a row. Set to Burr. Burr off the back foot. Can't get it to quite crawl over the net. And that'll make it 5-2. Wardeen serve. Floats it into the back middle. Overpass right over the net. It falls to the ground. SEM, the rare libero kill for Katie Luking. And SEM will get the ball into the hands of Brianna James to serve it away. James hit the net. It falls over for an ace. 5-4. Second service ace here for James. Now trying to tie it. Good serve across to Wardeen. Right side Picker. Good angle attack. James on the dig. Burr passes it across. Here's Litchfield with the set. Kratzer, she's going to dump it over and get the kill. Caitlin Kratzer went with the no look. 6-4. Litchfield, they won the opening set 25-17. And ready to serve it away, Olivia Wardeen. Strong serve across to Tabitha Anderson. Set to Burr. Burr tried to punch it over with the left hand, and it does not clear the net. 7-4 Litchfield. Wardeen had a couple of aces the first set. That was a good strong serve. Takes that little run at it. Not a true jump serve. Olivia will fire this one into the back corner to James. Brianna keeps it there. Passed across by Anderson to Wardeen. Close to the net. Good set. It goes over and lands in. Again, Kayla Reynolds, the freshman setter, has two kills, if you want to say. But simply they're oversets that SEM didn't pick up. But they will keep the serve. And Olivia Wardeen will serve this one just off the back line and out of bounds. 8-5 Litchfield. Side out here for SEM. And back to serve it away will be Kristen Carlberg. Carlberg and Anderson, really the only subs for each other. Every once in a while, Burr will be out when the libero's in. Serve is across. Picked up by Wardeen. Set to the outside. Good-looking swing that time by Shauna Pace, and it's going to hit the floor for her first kill. Freshman gets her first kill, makes it 9-5. Side out and back to serve it away will be Caitlin Kratzer here for the Trojans. Some of the losses have come to 21-2 Brady. They've lost to Sandhills Thedford a couple of times this year, a 19-7 ball club in their conference. Of course, Ansley's in there as well. Set to the outside. Big swing is down and good again by Pates. Back-to-back kills by Pates. 10-5. Kratzer. Another serve. Floats this one deep and out of bounds. Third service error of this set for Litchfield. They had five in the first set, so that's eight service errors. 10-6 Litchfield, though, does have the lead. And Rachel Ibaugh serves it away. Picked up in the middle there by Olivia Wardine. Middle attack is going to be deep that time by Litchfield. Don't forget, whether it's volleyball, football, or whenever we get into wrestling and basketball, podcasts are up of all of our sporting events at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You're listening to it on the web. You can also pick it up moments after the game, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ibaugh on the serve. Middle attack, Litchfield. Termination, Shauna Pates. So Pates starting to get involved here in the offense. Three kills here, this time through the rotation. And Shepherdson to go back and serve it away. 11-7 Litchfield, leading SEM. Top spin serve, picked up there by Luking. Passed across by Swanson. Set to the outside, Trojans will get the swing. That is overpassed all the way back by Luking. One more time, they'll go to the outside. This attack, again picked up by Luking. Redirected over by Anderson. Two good digs off the Sweely swing. So this time they go middle, and it will not come back off the arm of Shauna Pates. Good offense right now. Litchfield not getting rattled. Just stand with what's working. And Shepherdson to serve. Over to Luking. Overpass. It's above the net. And an easy tip-down kill for the Litchfield Lady Trojans. And that, again, is Shauna Pates. 13-7 Litchfield. They lead it by six. Shepherdson to serve again. And Felicia serve right down the middle. Good pass this time. Anderson sets to the outside. And it'll be passed across there by Pierce. Litchfield sets middle. And that one, I think, went into the net. Are they calling four hits, or are they going to call a block? Either way, it's going to be SEM ball. Miranda Pierce was there. But I think it was just an attack error. 13-8 Litchfield. And SEM on the serve. Serve comes across to Kratzer. They'll set it back to her. Her attack goes into the net. And back-to-back errors by the Trojans. SEM 13-9, trailing by four. First set went to Litchfield, 25-17. Earlier tonight, Pleasanton beat SEM in three sets. Serve across, it's overpassed, right back to Swanson. They'll set it to her, and she'll terminate. First kill for Bailey Swanson. And three in a row for SEM to cut the lead back down to three at 13-10. But it's been the story of the night and the story of the season, unfortunately, for this young SEM team. They spot teams lead and are playing catch-up. As the serve is across, set to the outside, the attack by Kratzer is going to be good enough for the kill. Caitlin with her second kill, and Litchfield really kind of earning their points here. SEM has cut down on their mistakes, and ace serves or strong serves are setting up a lot of kills here in this set for Litchfield. 14-10. Strong serve is across by Shauna Pace. Pass close to the net. Anderson will get it across. Here is the set. Kratzer in the middle. Pick her back up front, and she'll get the kill. Number six for Taylor. 15-10 Litchfield. Looking for their 18th victory of the season. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve across by Shauna Pace. Set middle. No, they're going to go right side. Reynolds will roll it across. Has to be quickly passed back over by Picker. And it's back to the Litchfield side. Here's the set. Reynolds goes short set. Picker. Her attack is deep. And the quick will not stay on the floor. And SEM will serve it away. Bailey Swanson. Swanson tracks after it. A lot of spin on that one. It's going to be an ace. 15-12. SEM hanging in there. First ace serve for Swanson. Second ace serve of the set here for the Mustangs. Tries the same thing. That didn't have as much spin on it. It's picked up by Pates. Overpassed at the net and tipped down by Anderson. Tabitha Anderson with the tip kill. 15-13. Litchfield coaches Jessica Gibbons, Skyler Rohde, trying to encourage their ball club right here. See if they can get the side out. Don't want to have to burn the timeout. It'll be a serve into the net, and the arrow will give the ball back to Litchfield. 16-13 Trojans, and checking into the ball game again to serve will be Elizabeth Potashnik, and Kayla Reynolds will check out. On the other side, SEM is going to sub Shaley Burr back into the ball game, and Potashnik serve. There's a good one right down the middle. Picked up by Pierce, set to the outside. Burr on the attack, down and good. So Burr will get the kill. And make it 16-14. SEM clawing their way back into this one. They were down by as many as six. Now it's two, And Anderson with the serve. Takes it right at Wardeen. Set to Picker. Wide out. She's blocked up there by James. The dig is made. Picker tips it across. Good dig by Anderson. A little rally back and forth. It's flicked across for a STM kill. Too many good plays to get them all in description as the ball was one-armed up, then tipped, then flipped, then blocked, and it all comes down to Brianna James getting the kill, and we're 1 point away from a tie ball game. Anderson serves across, and Litchfield sets to the outside. The attack blocked by James. Flicked back out of bounds. Did it hit the line? No. James is going to get credit for the ace block. Her block was overpassed out of bounds, and we are tied at 16. So SEM trying to fight back here. Litchfield won the opening set 25-17, and we're tied at 16 in game two. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Along with our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pleasanton High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. And Tabitha Anderson returns to the service line after the Litchfield timeout, tied at 16 in game number two. Litchfield won the opener 25-17 here at the Pleasanton Triangular. Litchfield and Pleasanton will be our final match next. Outside attack, Kratzer. Caitlin got it down to get the ball back over for Litchfield. Caitlin with her third kill all in this set. And in to serve it again will be Nicole Wardy. Litchfield 17, SEM 16. Wardy with 3 points at the service line last time, and Nicole will float this one back middle. Anderson does a good job to get it up front. Knocked over by Burr. Set to the outside for Litchfield. The attack is down and good for Shepherdson. Alicia with her fifth kill here of the match. 18-16 in favor of the Trojans. SEM actually has all of their timeouts, or both of their timeouts remain. Serve across. Here's a short set. Burr on the outside attack. It's going to be dug out there by Shauna Pates. Middle. Here comes the kill attempt from Picker. Good dig in the back row by Luking. And Burr got it back across. Dig by Nicole Wardeen. Set to Picker again in the middle, this time over the double block for the kill. Seventh kill for Taylor. 19-16 Litchfield. Don't forget at the end of all of our matches, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for all the final stats. As the serve over by Wardeen again. Close to the net. Good job there to stay out of the net. James on the attack. She'll drive it over. Overpass. She'll take another swing. She'll terminate. Brianna James with the kill. And another side out here for SEM. James will go back and serve it away. Litchfield needs another run here. And the serve is right down the middle to Wardeen. Close to the net. Can't do anything with it, but pass it out of bounds. Point SEM. And James now with her sixth point from the service line in this match. Had a couple of aces already. And 1 point away from tying it up again here. Served by James, goes to a different corner, passes off the mark. They're going to have to bump it across. Free ball here for SEM, but they're not going to get anything out of this. They have to pass it over as well at Picker. Reynolds sets it back to Taylor in the middle. She'll tip it across. The dig is made by Ibaugh and bump back over by SEM. Long rally, but no real swings yet. Picker, half swing. She'll finish. Number eight for Taylor. Litchfield 20, SEM 18 on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Litchfield, Sumner, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. And back to serve it away is Olivia Wardeen. Set to the outside, knocked over by Pierce, dug out there, and it's going to be tipped across for a Litchfield kill. Shauna Pates. All six of her kills here in this second set. Olivia Wardy. One more time with that service line into the net. Side out, SEM. 21-19 Litchfield. Rotating back to serve it away for the Mustangs will be Shaylee Burr. Burr, deep middle. Picked up there by Nicole Wardine. Set to the outside. The attack by Pates. Dug out by Burr. Here's the set middle. Taken across by Pierce. Litchfield on the offense. Reynolds will set. They're going to go to the outside. Pierce blocked up front. And the ace block. Pates blocked by Pierce. Second ace block for Miranda. 21-20. And Burr with the serve. Shaley, good strong down the middle. It's overpassed. It's tipped down by Swanson. And SEM has tied it again. 21-21. Game number two after Litchfield won the opening set. And the serve by Burr. Down the middle it goes to Wardine. Set to the outside from off the net. It'll be taken across by Shauna Pates, and it will fall. Shauna with a heck of a second set here. 22-21 Litchfield. Trying to finish this off in two games. And Caitlin Kratzer will go back and serve it away. And the serve by Kratzer. Down the left side to Wardine. Set outside, overset. Play at the net is going to be tipped out of bounds by Litchfield, but in the net is going to be called on SEM before the ball went out of bounds. So a point for the Trojans. 23-21. Looks like SEM's content to play it out here. Kratzer serve. Down the middle to Wardine. Set to the back row. Passed across by Anderson. And now Olivia Wardine sets it to the middle for Litchfield. They're going to go outside for the attack. That is down and good by Shauna Pates. And it is match point for Litchfield at 24-21. And match point across by Kratzer to Anderson. Close to the net. It's going to be swatted across there by Ibos. Saved into the outside. Pates drives it over, and that will finish the match. Shauna Pates with 9 kills in this final set. And Litchfield had a battle from SEM, but they're able to win it 25-21. And Litchfield wins it 2 games to none, 25-17 and 25-21. 18th win of the season for the Trojans. We'll come back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show, then get you ready for Litchfield Pleasanton in our final match right after this timeout.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutters football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, where it is senior night here, so not a lot of seniors for Pleasanton, just a couple, but they will be honored here at senior night before their final home match and final match of the regular season. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Right now, all volleyball and football equipment and apparel, 30% off. Get the good stuff at Misco's. In this second set for SEM, I had Tabitha Anderson with 3 service points and a kill, Katie Luking a kill, Brianna James, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 2 kills. Miranda Pierce, 2 service points and an ace block. Shaylee Burr, 2 service points and a kill. Rachel Ibaugh, a service point. And Bailey Swanson, 2 service points. 1 was an ace and 2 kills. 7 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for SEM. For Litchfield, Felicia Shepherdson had 2 service points, 3 kills. Kayla Reynolds had a kill. Shauna Pates had a service point and 9 kills in that game. And for Olivia Wardine, she had 3 service points. Nicole Wardine, 5 service points. Taylor Picker, 5 kills. And Caitlin Kratzer, 4 service points and 3 kills. I had Litchfield for 21 kills. No ace blocks, no ace serves, but a lot of those strong serves set up some easy kills. But out of the 25 points, 21 of them were earned by Litchfield via the kill as they win it in straight sets, 25-17, 25-21. And we'll be back to give you the two-set numbers right after this on the Nabisco Sports postgame show.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the total numbers of our second match for SEM. Tabitha Anderson had 5 service points, 2 kills. Katie Luking had a kill. Brianna James led the team in serving with 6 points. 2 of them were aces. She had 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Miranda Pierce, 2 service points, 2 ace blocks, and 3 kills. Shaylee Burr, 2 service points and a kill. Rachel Ibach, 2 service points. Bailey Swanson, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. 2 kills. Only 2 seniors in Anderson and Luking on this team. So not a great season wins and loss wise, but boy, you've got some talent. You can see that Shaylee Burr, Brianna James, and the rest of these girls, they're going to be better, and they've got some natural raw talent, but just freshmen, sophomores. So SEM now 2-25 on the season as they will head to sub-districts and probably get a rematch with Pleasanton in that opening round matchup over there. If not Anselmo Myrna, the official pairings come out on Thursday. 12 kills, 4 ace blocks, 3 ace serves in this match for SEM. For Litchfield, Felicia Shepherdson had 3 service points and 5 kills. Kayla Reynolds, 1 service point, 2 kills. Shauna Pates, 2 service points, an ace block, and 9 kills. That led the match, and they all came in the second set. Olivia Wardine, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. Nicole Wardine, 5 service points. Taylor Picker, 2 ace blocks, 8 kills. Micah Glaze had a kill. Kate Sweeney had 8 service points to lead the way, and those were the first 8 of the match. 4 of them were aces. Caitlin Kratzer, 6 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Litchfield had 28 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves as the Trojans improved to 18-8 on the season with a 25-17, 25-21 win over Litchfield. And Litchfield will come right back and play Pleasanton in our final match here in about 15 minutes. They just finished up Parents' Night here, and I guess we'll see if they just put 11 minutes on the clock or 16 minutes on the clock as the teams come in to warm up. You've been listening to the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Nabisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as the weather changes. Keep warm with a sweatshirt of your favorite team, whether it's the Huskers, the Lopers, maybe an NFL or Major League Baseball squad as well. And don't forget all volleyball and football apparel, 30% off. Nabisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. First match tonight, Pleasanton defeated SEM 20-25, 25-14, 25-17. Litchfield defeats SEM 25-17, 25-21. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back with you here at about 7:50 to get you ready for our final match between Litchfield and Pleasanton on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
The most recommended.